Now we move on this morning to the second commandment, which many Christians down the ages have really seen as being, in one sense, one with the first commandment. It's very similar in many ways, but second commandment is on your sheets, on the back of your sheets, and it says, "You shall not make for yourself an idol in the form of anything in heaven above, or on the earth beneath, or in the waters below. You shall not bow down to them or worship them, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, punishing the children for the sin of the fathers to the third and fourth generation of those who hate me, but showing love to 1,000 generations of those who love me and keep my commandments." The Lord is concerned not only with the fact that we worship him alone, he is concerned with the way in which we worship him. And the Lord said to his people at the beginning, "Do not make any image, any idol, any statue, anything you can see, and call that your God." And you'll remember, most of you, that particular sin that took place in the early history of Israel. When Moses had been gone for 40 days and 40 nights, the people grew restless, didn't they? What did they do? Can you remember, children, what the people wanted Aaron to do and what Aaron did when Moses was up the mountain? Tim?
They made a golden calf out of their jewelry
and they began to worship it. And they said, "These are your gods, O Israel, who brought you out of Egypt." Who can remember what Moses did when he came down and found out what they had done? Tim again?
He burned the calf, he burned it down, put it in water, and commanded the Israelites to drink it.
Very good. That's right. That's exactly what he did. Because it was such a serious sin that they had committed. To imagine that they could call something that they could see and worship it as God. When we look at various passages in the Bible, for example, Exodus 24 and Isaiah chapter 6, we see there that certain men like Moses or Isaiah, they saw God. They saw God. And we read on and we look for some kind of description of what God looked like, but we don't see one. We read perhaps about what's underneath God's feet, or the train of the robe that fills God's temple, or the angels that are praising God in his temple, but we don't see any physical description of what God looks like. And you may remember also that when Moses said to God, "Show me your glory," the Lord said, "You will not see my face. No one can see my face and live." God is far greater than anything in creation. If we tried to make an image or a picture of God, it would fall far, far, far beneath what God is really like. God is so great. God is awesomely great. And for that reason, he commands us not to begin to attempt to make an image of him. It would be a blasphemy to him. It would be an insult to him. It would be an affront to him. Therefore, God calls it a sin. What is wonderful, though, is this. This God, who is so holy and so great, chose to come into this world in the form of a man, Jesus Christ. And if we want to see God, do you want to see God? I do. How do we do it? Well, we look in the pages of our Bible and we read that this God became man. He became Jesus. And Jesus, as we know, perfectly reveals all that is true of the Father. And that is what we do when we come together. Our God is revealed to us in the pages of the Bible. And he is with us now by his Spirit. We are the very body of Christ as we meet together. Shall we say together the words of this second commandment? Which is the second commandment? You shall not make for yourself an idol in the form of anything in heaven above, or on the earth beneath, or in the waters below. You shall not bow down to them or worship them, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, punishing the children for the sin of the fathers to the third and fourth generation of those who hate me, but showing love to 1,000 generations of those who love me and keep my commandments. And over the next 2 or 3 weeks we'll look further at what this means. There's an awful lot there to learn, isn't there? But well, it's the word of God, so it's certainly worth learning by any reckoning, isn't it, if we can.